This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Speaks by Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And just like that, the 15th annual Bachelor Auction has come to an end. And I got to tell you, I feel like Christmas is over. And there's some sadness that comes with that.
I know.
But if you came out Saturday night, thank you for your generosity. Thank you to our bachelors for their fundraising efforts. We had an absolute blast. And the important thing is we raised, with the help of our 26 bachelors, a lot of money for cancer support community of Rochester.
And not to mention, it was just so much fun. It was such a great turnout. I mean, I want to get your review. Did you like Anthology? That was your first time there for this event.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It's a cool space.
Very open, very great.
Yeah, we had a good time. So I take the stage Saturday night and my parents show up because my parents love to support, and I love that about them. My mom and dad come.
Mine were nowhere to be found, so. They're in Florida.
My brother's there. My sister-in-law is there. And, you know, my dad is
conservative.
Well, you know, he's got the sciatica thing going on and stuff like that. But he's got a hernia. And so when we finally started the show, because happy hour started at 6, so people were there a little bit early. And when we finally take the stage at 8:30, I thank everybody for coming, and I shout out in the mic, thank you to my parents for being here. My dad has a hernia, so if you see him, try and help him feel comfortable. I get off stage, and I see my parents, and my dad's like, you know, what the F? You gonna tell people I have a hernia? I was like, listen, I'm just trying to take care of you. I'm trying to help you out. I want to make sure that if somebody saw you standing, they would be quick to make sure they help you sit down in your comfortable.
Right, yes, of course. The entire crowd knows that's your father.
Well, I pointed him out.
That guy over there.
the Italian.
See of men and women.
Hey, the Italian. Hey, how you doing?
So I thought a hernia was in your butt for the longest.
Yeah, you know what? Breezy came up to me and she's like, what's going on? We're in the green room. We're getting, you know, I'm getting dressed. And she's like, hey.
He's naked.
Yeah, I'm switching into outfit number 2. But anyways, Breezy's like, hey, what's going on with your dad's butt? I was like, what?
That's a hemorrhoid.
What? I was like, you're confusing what you had this past summer with what's going on with my dad's intestines.
A bit
okay?
of a hemorrhoid. Really
it's bad. Very, very different. But there was a couple of drunk people in the crowd. One, for example, needed a lot of help getting into an Uber. And I'm like, you got to know your limits sometimes.
You do.
And I get it. It's fun. Sometimes, you know, you have one too many fireball shots.
One, two, three too many.
And that's what happens. You go from a nice evening at a charity event to getting your stomach pumped.
Yeah,
it's strong.
But, I mean, these things happen, of course. Thank you to all of our healthcare heroes. But I think the night was amazing. And, you know, 15th annual, I was trying to figure out how long I've been doing this. This was my 6th bachelor auction that I've done. And I just feel like every year it just keeps getting better. It's the energy, Joe said, is absolutely electric. And I think it was great because we just have gotten so comfortable with not only the event, but with Tim and Connor and all the bachelors, and we get to know them over time. And it's just a really fun thing. And I don't want to speak on the numbers just yet because we don't have the specifics, but I think there were record-breaking numbers, and I think
I agree with that.
I really think, and I hope and I pray that it was six figures.
I mean, speaking of the bachelor auction in itself, to piggyback off of what Breezy's saying, I've met some really made close friends with some great people from this organization, including a bachelor from last year, Tommy Bechtold, who's been a regular on the show now. We absolutely love Tommy, and he's become a really close friend. He came up and came up on stage on Saturday as the Golden Bachelor, like he typically does. The guy's hilarious. And then Tim and Connor have become really close friends. But we had a really great group of guys this year. Everyone respected one another. There was no drama.
Right. They were very into it.
No egos. They just wanted to help raise money for the organization, and that's what they did.
Yeah, they crushed. And like, even if there was one or two that was, you know, in it for the wrong reasons,
it's always going to happen.
They came and delivered the money on a silver platter. You know what I mean? So it didn't matter either way. It's like, as long as you bring the money in, who cares?
I don't know how many of you went across the street to Studio Lounge afterwards for the after party, but I got to tell you, we got after it.
You got after it.
The bottle service.
We did not go anywhere.
I love these small little bars in Rochester that are, you know, they turn it into a nightclub after 10. But you got to bring out a bottle of Tito's with sparklers in it. I'm like, it's ridiculous, but it's fun. It is fun. Intern Joe, thanks for all of your help. You brought a date to the event.
I sure did.
Yeah, let's get into that. So that might, I mean, I can imagine just a slightly awkward. Not her watching all 25 men when she came with you and you're on stage working.
I mean, she was looking at me every time they did something outlandish.
I thought the whole time, because we were standing next to each other, I thought she was looking at me.
Yeah.
Of course you did, Moose. Of course you did.
She's very pretty redhead. We, you know, big red.
We find her in the back of the venue in the green room with Moose. We're like, what happened here? No, it was great. It was really. Did she have fun?
Yeah. She texted me afterwards. She said she was glad she came.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I don't know, man. You know, it's just like, interns just aren't what they used to be. We used to work our asses off for free. Jill got there in the first 5 minutes. He was like, am I getting paid for this? It's like, really?
Untrue. Yeah, right. You're slandering my name.
My internship, I lost money.
Like, yeah, literally. Right, we all lost money. You know? I was
always getting Duncan for the host at the time. He's like, you're paying me back, right? She's like, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Never
I
to
am.
See a dime. But that's all right. We're just happy that we were there. The support was there for CSC at Gildas Club. And, you know, again, the mission and the message is not lost on us. There's so many people in our community that are impacted by cancer, whether it be firsthand or secondhand. And the fact that they are there to have support for these people, physical, mental, spiritual, whatever you need, they're there for you. And I just absolutely love the organization.
Right. You know, and I think people are more confident when they give their donation because they know all that money with CSC is going to stay local.
Correct.
It's not going all over the country. It's staying right here in the 585.
Correct.
Like it always does. So people are able to get the resources that they truly need when they're infected, when they're you know, affected by something like this, like cancer. So everybody that came out Saturday night to the 15th annual, thank you so, so much. And I'm telling you, the 16th annual Bachelor Auction is going to be here in the blink of an eye. Because, you know, Christmas is around the corner. We're all looking forward to that.
Yes, of course. It's not even summer yet. He's like, get your jingle bells ready. I'm like, all right.
All right, guys. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, and we are going to have Tim and Connor in the studio this Friday to give the final number with how well we actually did as far as donations. So thank you guys again. We'll be right back.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.